from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has officially put his name in the running to be New Jersey's next governor. He posted a video on X today. He says he's launching his campaign to, quote, lower your taxes, lower your cost, and to make New Jersey affordable again. Amid the state's drought warning, firefighters are finally getting the upper hand on the massive Jennings Creek wildfire that straddles the New Jersey-New York border. As of their latest update this afternoon, the fire is about 90% contained. Over 2,000 acres burned on the New Jersey side alone. The cause is under investigation. A 14-year-old boy faces arson charges for allegedly starting one of the recent brush fires over in South Jersey.
Police allege the boy intentionally set the fire last month that eventually burned through 50 acres on the border of Evesham Township in Berlin. They didn't reveal how the boy started it. The 14-year-old was arrested a week ago. Police are now investigating to see if he has a connection to a larger wildfire nearby that started the same day that he was arrested. That one burned through 375 acres.
Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Despite opposition from New Jersey officials and President-elect Donald Trump, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has unveiled a new congestion pricing plan for drivers coming into Midtown and Lower Manhattan. The governor says the plan will launch in January with a reduced toll per vehicle, down from the toll first proposed.
It was $15 before, and now it is $9. That is a 40% reduction. This lower toll will save daily commuters nearly $1,500 annually.
The money raised through the toll will be used to fund MTA projects. Governor Murphy is slamming the toll, saying he plans to continue the fight to block it in court. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Any rain this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a good deal of sunshine through the rest of this afternoon. It will be breezy. High temperatures not far from 60. Now, the fire danger is going to continue to increase as we head through the rest of this afternoon, and it will get even higher as we head into tomorrow because of the dry brush, the low humidity, and the gusty winds as well. So tonight, a clear sky, breezy at times. Low temperatures will be near 40 and windy with lots of sunshine for tomorrow. Again, the fire threat high with an even stronger wind than today. High temperatures near 60 tomorrow. And for Sunday, sunshine, a mix of some high clouds for the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low to mid-60s. Still clouds and some sun on Monday. Can't roll out a shower. High temperatures will be in the middle 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Piscataway, 59. Point Pleasant, 58. And Camden is also 58 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Ewing Diner. You've got to try Ewing Diner's Happy Hour. It's Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 8 p.m. Enjoy 10 different specials for under $16 that change daily. Fresh, ingredient-inspired, and seasonal dishes that will keep you coming back. Now open 24 hours.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.